This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Baghdad, several Iraqis have been killed during a raid by U.S. Special Forces on a villa where Saddam Hussein was believed to have sought refuge. U.S. authorities in Iraq have not commented on the raid, which followed Thursday's attack on a farmhouse in Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown and power base. An American military spokesman says the noose is tightening around the deposed Iraqi dictator. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports from Baghdad.
U.S. forces from Task Force 20, the special unit going after Saddam, surrounded an upscale house in the wealthy Mansour district of West Baghdad Sunday evening. The task force knocked down the back door and raided the villa, which is owned by the chief of the Rabia tribe. Prince Rabia Mohammed al-Habib denied that Saddam was at his home.
This is not right. The Americans should calm down and improve their relations with the people. When they come and raid the houses, they're only provoking the Iraqi street against them.
U.S. officials here declined to comment on the raid, what they found at the site, or whether Saddam had recently been there. U.S. Army troops cordoned off several blocks. Four destroyed cars littered the street just off a busy commercial strip. Two cars were completely burned. Two others were riddled with bullets. Several cloth-covered bodies were visible on the ground. Angry Iraqis said neighborhood residents were simply driving down the street when the task force prepared to enter the villa. This outraged local shopkeeper didn't want his name used.
Mistake. It's a familiar word to us. Every time something happens and it turns out bad, the Americans call it a mistake. Mistakes repeat themselves, and now mistakes are the general rule.
The shopkeeper charged that Americans just opened fire with little or no warning to the people in the cars.
I've seen animals on American TV rescued by police. They treat animals better than they treat the Iraqis. Isn't the Iraqi human being worth anything to the Americans?
A city hospital official said five bodies had been brought from the raid site, along with several wounded. The raid was near the spot where U.S. jets dropped four so-called bunker buster 2,000-pound bombs on April 7th in another unsuccessful attempt to get Saddam. Officials then said they'd received actionable intelligence that Saddam and his sons were meeting in a building there. At Sunday's raid site, the crowd grew more restive when soldiers yelling, "Don't film," came after a Japanese TV news crew at the scene.
Hey! Stop filming!
If we see you film again, we're going to break your camera, shouted a U.S. military police sergeant. When the crew kept filming, other U.S. soldiers quickly converged and roughed up the TV crew. Then one sergeant pulled out his 9mm handgun and stuck it in the cameraman's back, causing the crowd to flee in fear. Soldiers pushed the Japanese crew to the ground. Two were detained and had their equipment confiscated for about an hour. For many Iraqis, the rough tactics at the raid site only heightened their anger. Ironically, the Japanese government just authorized 1,000 of its soldiers to join a new peacekeeping force in Iraq, which would mark the first deployment of Japanese troops to a combat zone since World War II. Meantime, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, said Sunday that if Saddam is alive, it's just a matter of time before U.S. forces get him. It's a big country, General Myers said, but we'll find him. Paul Wolfowitz, the Deputy Secretary of Defense, was less certain, but he told CBS's Face the Nation that the odds were improving as more Iraqis are coming forward with tips and information since the death of Saddam's sons last Tuesday.
You know, we probably are closer because we're getting more intelligence, but, you know, you never know whether you're closer until you're actually right there.
Last Thursday in Tikrit, U.S. troops arrested a dozen of Saddam's personal bodyguards. The Associated Press reports that new information from those arrests led to several raids on farmhouses in Tikrit, Saddam's hometown. While more Iraqis are coming forward with tips, the attacks on U.S. forces continue. In fact, last week was the deadliest for American forces since President Bush declared that major combat was over. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Baghdad.